Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gordy Coleman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cliff Cook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim O'Toole. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jim O'Toole. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting second. The left fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Toole moves to second. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Toole scores. Martin moves to third. It's 2-0, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martin tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pinson. The throw from Tap and he is safe. Pinson steals second. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. Tap moves to second. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 1 in the game. Will hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tap moves to third. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashburn for the out. Tap scores. Will moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Reds. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jim O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Toole is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Will takes first base on ball 4. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ashburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Mark Freeman now pitching. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 2 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tapp scoops up the ball and tags Bailey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks strikes out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Martin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Toole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Toole for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Thomas strikes out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Bauschi pinch hits for LTAP. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a fly ball into left field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer pinch hits for Mark Freeman. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Zimmer reaches second base with a double. Hatton moves to third. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Will hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatton scores. Zimmer scores. It's 5-3, Reds. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashburn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Sammy Taylor now catching. Seth Moorhead now pitching. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-3 in the game. Post strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey bunts towards the mound. Moorhead fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Coleman moves to third. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 3 in the game. Cook hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenas bunts towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cardenas for the out. Coleman scores. Bailey moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-3, Reds. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Brosnan reaches second base with a double. Bailey scores. It's 7-3, Reds. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Heist pinch hits for Seth Moorhead. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hatton moves to second. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist hits a line drive into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.